13. Fitch in the Kitchen. Mark Fitch creates a recipe for mulled apple juice you will want to try this Christmas.
After receiving some unwanted last-minute news from the intended subject of my Christmas Fitch in the Kitchen bonanza, I delved into my inner Yuletide self to see if anything alternative sprang to mind. And so it came to pass that the remnants of an extraordinary apple harvest in the back garden a month or so ago suddenly took on a meaning worthy of rejoicing. OK, so there weren't cowering shepherds or well-dressed men on camels appearing at the front door, but a warm, swaddling-clothed idea appeared, and I grabbed it. I therefore present to you my take on mulled apple juice. I call upon the seasonal spirit of all good men and women not to inspect this column for its usual polished tones and oozings of panache. Like Joseph and Mary's trip to Bethlehem, it's been a bit of a rush. Within moments of my time with Mr. Google, I discovered that mulled apple juice is the drink of choice of wassailers on Twelfth Night. Now I know that this is strictly in January, but it sounds darn Christmassy to me. I also realised that I had to search for quite some time to find an alcoholic version. I also scoured the internet for likely ingredients to this tipple. In addition to apple juice, I found mention of orange peel, cinnamon sticks, cloves, stem ginger, allspice, star anise, and nutmeg. Rather than show any favouritism, I plumped for using all of them. I'm sure far more by luck than judgment, the F in the K pantry bestowed all upon me, save for having to use ground cinnamon and substituting sushi pickled ginger for the stem variety. Well, nothing wrong with a little piquancy. The method appears fairly standard. Warm up the apple juice, add your extras, simmer for 10 minutes, strain, and serve. As far as quantities go, well, the following would appear to be an approximate guide. For a litre of apple juice, try some or all of the following. The peel of one orange, one cinnamon stick, well, I used half a teaspoon of ground, 3 to 7 cloves, quite a range, I think you will agree, a tablespoon of stem ginger, I used 3 pieces of the pickle type, 3 star anise, and a pinch each of allspice and nutmeg. Prior to serving, adjust sweetness as required with honey and pass it all through a sieve into your awaiting goblet. For those of you seeking a little extra refreshment, may I suggest adding a glug of Calvados? I found a half-drunk bottle in the cabinet and it, perhaps not surprisingly, blended quite nicely. Of course, I needn't tell you that pouring the Calvados into simmering apple juice risks evaporating the alcohol, so add it once the liquid is off the heat, or even into the bottom of your glass, to which you then add the mulled juice. Either way, I humbly suggest you don't wait until Twelfth Night to avail yourselves of this little winter warmer. A Merry Christmas to you all.